Mayor's Message from Councillor Jack Kowarczyk. Reflecting on the first 6 months of the new council term, I'm filled with a sense of accomplishment, pride and intention. The new council group, which includes 3 returning councillors, 5 new faces and a returning former councillor, has hit the ground running with a number of key projects and strategies underway. Our focus is to work together for the benefit of our community and to ensure our Shire remains a great place to call home. Work has commenced to develop our new council plan and associated strategic documents. We're inviting community feedback on the strategic objectives, which will guide the development of the new plans. Thank you to members of our community panel for their valuable input and insights as part of the deliberative engagement process in February. Community input is so important in helping us to shape the future of our Shire. Find out how you can become involved in the section Looking to the Future. We've developed our first annual draft budget of the new council term with a focus on balancing our response to financial challenges while prioritising existing services and infrastructure to support community needs. We've worked hard to balance the delivery of council services and projects while recognising the ongoing cost of living pressures facing our community. We're budgeting for a $3.2 million adjusted underlying deficit, which is down from this year's current forecast of $7.5 million and reflects our commitment to responsible financial management. You can provide feedback on the draft budget until the 9th of May. Advocacy has been a major focus over the past couple of months, with Council endorsing our key advocacy priorities and launching our federal election advocacy campaign. We're seeking funding and support to address a number of critical needs across the Shire. The Princes Highway intersection upgrades from Narnagoon to Long Warri, Cardinia Life redevelopment, road sealing package, and the Lang Lang Sand Truck bypass. Our campaign aims to amplify our community's voice and seek support for the projects that matter to you. To learn more, turn to the section Cardinia Calls For. It's been great getting out and about with my fellow councillors across the Shire for my regular Meet the Mayor sessions. We've heard what's important to you, answered questions, and enjoyed a chat. Keep an eye on my Facebook page and Council's website for details of upcoming sessions. I've also enjoyed celebrating the completion of a number of projects with the community recently, including Kooyrup Bowls and Community Hub, and the Alma Treloar Reserve Amphitheatre and New Stage. We hope you enjoy this edition of Connect Magazine, and if you're not already on our mailing list for our monthly Connect Plus e-newsletter, be sure to sign up on our website. See details below. Councillor Jack Kowarczyk, Mayor of Cardinia Shire. A photo shows Mayor, Councillor Jack Kowarczyk, with Deputy Mayor, Councillor Alana Pomeroy, front row, and back row left to right, Councillor David Nicol, Councillor Colin Ross, Councillor Trudy Payton, Councillor Casey Thompson, Councillor Samantha Jane Potter, Councillor Brett Owen, and Councillor Liz Roberts. Council meetings. Council and town planning meetings are held monthly. Check our website for the most up-to-date information. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/meetings. You can watch council meetings live or catch up on previous meetings at www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/webcast. Sign up to Connect Plus. Sign up to Connect Plus, our new monthly electronic newsletter, to receive the latest council news direct to your inbox. Read about council services, programs and projects, as well as local events, activities and community engagement opportunities. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/connect.